John Batchelor with my colleagues, Joseph Umar and Ernesto Araujo. I asked them both to comment. There's little we can do other than say this is going on right now. Reuters reporting, Port-au-Prince. The United States called for its citizens to leave Haiti, quote, as soon as possible, end quote, after violence escalated late last week when 15,000 more people fled the fighting and armed men broke thousands of inmates from Haiti's largest prison. The United States said its embassy would be offering limited operations on Monday, while Canada said it would temporarily close its embassy. What we see in video provided by Reuters and AP. Ernesto, I begin with you. Did you have experience at Port-au-Prince at this level of violence? Is this because what I see is teenage boys with very brand new looking automatic weapons hanging over their shoulders, standing around a man who's presented as a gang leader. Did you have any experience in your time in office that Haiti was this bad?
Oh, no, John, not anything close. Of course, Haiti had many flares of violence and instability in the last 30 years, but nothing, I think, at that level of total social collapse. I have friends there. Haiti is a country that, attracts so much sympathy, and I'm one of the people who sympathize with Haiti, of course. But more and more, I ask myself, what is the solution for Haiti? And more and more, I think that there's no solution short of some sort of international protectorate scheme to be established in Haiti. Concerned countries, with the help of the UN, going there and say, okay, let's run this country for a while. I think that would be in the interest of the Haitians, because it's a fiction to talk about Haiti as a sovereign state. It's a fiction. Everything is collapsed. I mean, people are killing each other, like you just described. Weapons travel much faster than help or good ideas. So weapons really travel very fast in the world. And together with the panorama that we just described in the whole of Central America, which extends to the Caribbean of instability and artificially created instability in many cases, I see no other solution, because you have many people and maybe some superpowers interested in instability, right, also in Haiti.
Ernesto Araujo, former foreign minister of the Republic of Brazil, the crisis in Haiti is non-transparent at this point. Americans are told to get out. Embassies are closing their doors. Joseph Umar, when we come back, we're going to look for some good news. This is CBS Eye on the World, New World Report. I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.